Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yeah!
That's what I said when I saw the power rankings for the NFL last night on ESPN. Yeah.
They matter right now.
Steelers are number three.
Tree, huh?
It's tough to get up to number one unless you're ranked high in the beginning of the season for football. You know that. For pro football,
it's all about positioning.
Packers are number two.
Oh, yeah.
Behind,
let me guess who was number one.
The Pats.
The Falcons?
Of course. No,
oh.
Screw the Falcons, everything they stand for. All right. Todd's Vikings are 13.
Right
near your Broncos,
and
man.
And the Broncos were 12.
Yeah. All right.
So you're one better than the Broncos.
Upper half.
Cool. Right. That means they'll finish just out of the playoffs.
Right. Get a good draft pick and build for the future.
Yeah. And we won't have to fret during playoff season.
Yeah, I mean, who wants their team?
Oh, that is a pain. Yeah.
Who
so
needs
stressful.
That stress?
It is very stressful.
So stressful.
Yeah.
I've actually got a couple.
All of us are stressed. You never are.
I know.
I only stressed for 2.25 games last year.
Okay.
The last three quarters of that last one, there was no stress.
Yeah.
They were sucking.
Mm-hmm. Do have some NFL stories coming up, but curious if you watched the NBA last night, watched the NBA Finals?
I got home for the third quarter. I was watching a baseball game, so I saw. And they were blowing them out, and I went to bed.
Right. We agreed to watching shifts. So yeah. I said, I'll watch the first half.
Did you get the first quarter?
First quarter, second quarter.
Yeah. First quarter was great.
Was it?
Yeah.
Close,
yeah. I watched intently and then did not watch after that, really.
Yeah.
The first quarter was exciting. Both teams over 30 points. It was like dunk contest
was
highlight.
It?
Yeah. I mean, it was great. Yeah.
Was there a rule that when Durant got the ball, they just had to open up the lane and
get out of the way.
Let him jam it.
It certainly seemed that way.
Yes. And at one point, I saw him.
Nobody challenges anybody anymore. It's almost like, good dunk, cool.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, oh, go ahead.
Some of the NBA is that way.
They kept calling Kevin Durant a 7-footer. I always thought he was about 6'10. Did he grow?
He's got long arms.
Yeah,
he does.
Yeah.
He could probably reach up and touch the rim.
I think he's
about jumping.
He's probably 6'11 legit, maybe 7 foot and on a good day.
But when you see it in slow-mo, they get up there. Their head is almost as tall as the rim.
Yeah.
You know, they
running full speed.
Yeah. Well, you know the game when you're playing with your son. You play that above the rim game.
I live above the rim.
Yeah.
It's an 8 foot rim, but whatever.
No, we don't lower it. It's 10 foot.
It's amazing you haven't knocked yourself out on the rim yet.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's amazing you can keep the hops at your age, because that is the first thing usually.
Yeah, it is,
man,
the first thing
I found to go away.
Oh, that and sprinting.
Especially I didn't have that. Oh, yeah.
Ain't doing that either.
Don't sprint now. That's just stupid.
There was a play that caught my eye. Kyle Korver, a guy who's, you know, is from the area, played in the
Kyle
area.
Playing college.
Yeah, for sure. A guy who was around quite a bit, but he's on the Cavs now, and Durant was coming down on like one of those fast break kind of plays, and it was Korver on the left, or the top of the screen, if you will, and LeBron kind of in the middle, and it was pretty clear LeBron should have gotten the way of Durant, you know, at least maybe prohibited his move or just wrapped him up, whatever, you know. And it didn't happen. Durant dunks, and Korver, like, had this look on his face, and he turned to, like, bark at whoever's guy it was, and then he saw it was LeBron, and he was like, no,
I ain't barking at him.
That's good. Good play, man. Hey, man, it's our ball down here.
Yeah. Was it that obvious?
Yeah. He was like, what the? Never mind.
Yeah, never mind. Oh,
man, we're good, man.
Business decision.
Man, your hair looks good, LeBron.
That was a business decision.
It was a business decision.
It was funny, though.
It's like yell to the coach. It would be.
Yeah.
He is the coach.
He is.
Lou's not the coach. Officially, he is, but he's not the coach.
Yeah, no,
and that's not for me. That's from every NBA guy.
Yeah, that's a fact.
He's like, I should have jumped in, LeBron. You're right. I should have covered him. That was on me.
Yeah, but Korver's not a defensive player at all.
LeBron has been in seven straight NBA finals, which is pretty impressive.
Yeah. So. Yeah, they mentioned that last night, but they didn't say who the other. There were six other guys.
Yeah.
They all played for the Celtics back in the 60s.
It was Bill Russell's era of Celtics that went to eight straight?
Yeah, they won eight in a row.
They won eight in a row.
Okay, so it was all Celtics?
Pretty much. Pretty much maybe Horace Grant or Robert Horry maybe are the other guys who played on teams that were, you know, they were flip-flopping around.
Okay, they were from the Bulls.
Pete DeAngelo's blog has that. Yeah, look it up.
Sorry. Yeah. I was watching at the bar, and somebody comes up and is like, you're watching this. And I was like, yeah, I'm kind of intrigued by this. I like watching LeBron and stuff. He goes, I could care less, man. They could drop a bomb on that place. And I started thinking, like, that would screw the entire NBA right now. Like, they have the only two teams that are worth anything.
Yeah.
You know, the NBA would just have to fold.
Yeah.
You know?
But they do have a competitive problem there.
Good thing he wasn't a shock comic.
Oh my God.
Because the world would have been turned upside down.
Oh, my
and
God.
He said something
we
like that.
We got to stop that. No, they wouldn't have bitched, Todd. It's black guys playing. They wouldn't have bitched.
That's right.
Yeah. They only bitch when the white guys get it.
I heard
abused.
Conservative talk radio guys complaining that. Where was the most recent attack?
The Philippines, right?
Yeah.
But it wasn't terrorism.
Yeah, but, you know, Ariana Grande isn't going putting on a concert there. Well, no, because the incident happened at an Ariana Grande concert, so she kind of felt obligated maybe to do something for what happened at her show. She's a little more personally involved in something like that. Mm. She can't go to every terrorist site and put on.
No, she's putting on the concert where her that's when the Eagles of Death Metal went back because it was their concert it happened at.
Yeah,
and why do they grasp for straws?
By
they got nothing else to talk about.
Ariana Grande doesn't even have to do a concert for Manchester. She chose to, and I think that's a nice gesture.
Well, it's not just her too. She's bringing Katy Perry, and I think. Petey's boy Bieber,
Okay.
And Coldplay.
Check that out.
Oh, well, Coldplay. Yeah, I don't want to go there.
Which seems like more of a punishment than anything.
Well, with those bands.
Yeah. Speaking of which, am I supposed to be on Team Taylor or Team Katie? I don't quite understand the feud.
You can talk to some little kid about that because I know I don't care.
What's the feud going on?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I
just hate to see those two kids fighting.
Who's fighting?
Katy Perry. And Taylor Swift.
Oh, that's been going on for years.
Oh, has it?
Yes,
they should fight, then kiss is what they
call it. It's been going on for years. Bad Blood and Taylor Swift hit may have been about this whole thing. Have had to do with somebody stealing somebody else's backup dancers. I'm not sure.
Don't you hate that?
Oh, man.
So do the answer and song to each other? Do they?
Finally, Katy may have replied in song.
Katy is sexier than Taylor
Swift.
Yeah,
I'd take Katy.
In a heartbeat, man. Right.
She's approved.
It. Yeah. She likes sex. She says she likes sex.
But I'm just afraid this is going to turn into, Death Row and
Tupac Biggie. Yeah.
No, nobody's
could
packing.
Could end bad for these white girls.
Nobody's packing.
Yeah. These white girls could end up bad. Game 2 of the NBA Finals is Sunday. Golden State, an 8.5-point favorite. Many people think the sweep is on.
Sunday?
Yeah, because it's better TV rating Sunday than it would be Saturday, which is stupid. Yeah. The NBA sucks.
How it could be the day.
It could be the day, but you can't play back-to-back. But they play hockey back-to-back.
They played all season back-to-back.
Thank you.
I'm just trying for ratings on a Sunday.
At least on Sunday, they start the game a little earlier.
Yeah.
When?
They start the game at
4 or 5.
8 o'clock Eastern. Instead of 9 o'clock Eastern.
Okay. So
like they do during the weeknights.
All right.
But, Craig, if this thing goes 7, it's 18 days.
I will have lost interest in the backswing, I'm pretty sure.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
7 o'clock Central Time, Sunday tip.
Yeah, it's 18 days if it goes 7 games.
Unnecessary.
Even a sweep is a week and a half, isn't it, at least? It would probably be a sweep.
Sunday, Wednesday, Friday.
I hope it's a sweep.
It would be 8 days, even if it's a sweep.
Right. They play Sunday, then they play Wednesday, then they play Friday. Then Monday, Thursday, Sunday. June 18th,
ain't
potentially
nobody got
game
time
7.
For that.
No. Down 2-0, Todd's Predators are favored tomorrow at home.
That's because they're back in catfish land.
That's right.
Screw the Predators.
Where you don't have to sneak the catfish in your shorts.
No, you just carry it around.
No,
that's your one plus.
Right. They give you a catfish satchel.
I think it's the first 1,000 people in get a catfish.
I think they sell the catfish satchels at the gift shop.
Yeah. Rotting catfish night at the Preds game.
It's like a deer on a car at Green Bay is what that's about. Everybody gets a catfish in Nashville.
Speaking of Predators. Catfish. Now, I haven't seen this before. It was last night's Real Sports on HBO, a new one. Did you watch?
I've started watching the one about little boys being played with by a soccer stud,
yes.
And I couldn't get through it. It was too brutal because soccer is boring anyway, and it happens every this pedophile situation in sports. It obviously would happen with Sandusky, but this is just this was brutal.
These were some.
This is a lot worse. I hate to say worse. All bad, but these are soccer ran programs.
Major,
they ran youth programs for. Say the Steelers would have a youth program to train football players. That's the way they work over there. They have little
clubs,
little clubs, and they raise
youth clubs.
They raise them in their own, you know, like the Manchester United clubs.
Yeah,
and all these guys in the 70s and 80s that made these clubs were all came back and they were all played with as kids. I mean, raped basically.
Hundreds, they say. Yeah. And there's teams like Chelsea and Manchester United. Right. Even if you don't follow soccer, you know these are beautiful.
And all stars. It'd be like saying if there was like a – you would name all these football players that are famous right now in the American football and say they were all went grew up and played this minor league little kid ball and were all played with. It's how brutal that is.
Yeah,
that was brutal.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, I imagine with the passion of that sport over there, some of those kids might even went and told their parents, and their parents are like, oh, just
well, they
just
said
keep
it,
that
a lot of them kept it quiet because they would affect their way up the ranks.
Yeah. Right.
They didn't want to ruin their career.
And I bet it might happen, too.
And the parents were like, oh,
they didn't rat
got a chance.
Nobody was talking. Nobody ratted anybody out because they were afraid that that was going to derail their career.
Creepy, man.
That's sad. Last year's NFL runner-up, the Atlanta Falcons.
Screw them and everything they stand for.
I just love that bit. Matt Ryan, their quarterback, screw him and
too,
man. Everything he stands
Although,
for.
Although, you know, if they'd have ran the ball like he said we should have.
Yeah. Well, Matt Ryan says they're on to 2017.
No, they're not.
No, and
you can't get over that. Mentally, that team is shot this year.
They're
shot.
Not, Matt Ryan.
They're not. They're shot this year.
I agree.
Well, any team would be shot.
And they lost
like
their offensive coordinator.
That may be a good thing.
I don't even care if they had that guy. Yeah, but he screwed up.
That's the guy that screwed him. Yeah. Right. Yep. Well, that gay dude, Michael Sam, back in the news.
Is he?
Not really, actually. His name is just getting dropped around this story.
you liked that dude for a long time, Petey. Because you said you followed the gay dude for a while.
Of course.
You really have been studying at Craig's feet.
Yeah.
His name's back in the news. Really? No.
Not so much.
That's your Blagojevich.
He is mentioned in stories, though, today as the LA Rams are going to be the first team to ever officially sponsor a gay pride event.
Good for them.
Yeah, exactly.
Good for them.
Teams joined up with Venice Pride. This is the Venice Pride block party, so they've teamed up with them. And the Rams say they're proud to stand in alignment with the LGBT community, which is such an important part of the fabric of L.A.
Oh, speaking of that, did you watch the other Real Sports about the Hispanic broadcaster?
Oh, okay.
He was good. The L.A. Dodgers, 50%. Of their fans in Southern California are Hispanic now.
Ooh,
that's their team, man.
See.
It was a great story, though. Yeah, they talk about the guy that does their Spanish broadcast. Been there since Vin Scully, longer than Vin Scully.
Whoa,
well, Vin Scully now he beats Vin Scully because he quit.
Because Vin Scully quit.
I did see that was coming up.
That was cool. That's really good. That's a good story.
Huh. I'll watch the rest. Probably less of a bummer than that first story.
It was a pick me up.
I caught something on HBO last night with it was a Magic and Bird documentary.
That's a great 30-30 about their lives.
I don't think this was a 30-30. This was like
there's a documentary about their lives and about their friendship and rivalry for all those years, right?
Yeah,
it's really cool.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, they talked
really
about
good.
How much they hated each other because you know, but like behind the scenes, they hated each other. Like they're always checking out the box scores. Like, what
they wanted to beat each other.
What Magic do last?
That's what the best. That's why the NBA was better then. They wouldn't.
Yes.
Now they join teams.
Well, you think? Yeah, no,
they
no
would.
Kidding. And you think about before those guys got in the league and like made hay in the league. Like the league finals, the NBA finals were on tape delay.
Tape delay in late 70s.
You know what I mean? Like tape delay
Nobody
finals.
Cared. Nobody cared.
Magic and Bird, a courtship of rivals.
That's it. That's what I was watching.
It's an old HBO documentary.
Okay, see, HBO's new to me.
Right.
So
it's probably 3-4 years old.
It's good though. I've seen it.
It sucked me in. Yeah,
I did really finally good. See Fantastic Lives, the one about the Duke lacrosse team.
I've watched that one.
Excellent.
That's a great one, too, because they were screwed.
What a bunch
they
of
did get screwed.
Corrupt sons of bitches they had.
And also, the girl
was a
victim because they talked her into the whole. She was just brutal. She was out of it. You know?
No, she's not a very good person.
She's a bad person, but yeah. the people were the bad were the people that wanted these. The prosecutor had to end up going to jail.
Oh, yeah. The knife on guy? Yeah, right. What a weasel he was. Yeah. But that chick's in jail for murdering her boyfriend.
Well,
now
she is.
Yeah.
Another crooked college news, former Penn State University president Graham Spanier, who was also a Nebraska.
Yep, that's where we got him.
Yep.
Bad recruit.
Yeah.
He's going to jail, right?
He's scheduled to be sentenced today.
Yeah.
Prosecutors want him to go to prison for his felony endangerment conviction. His attorney's asking for probation. We'll find out. All related to Jerry Sandusky, of course. And then this is kind of an interesting story on just a guy who, you know, Bill Snyder Family Stadium, you know.
I retweeted this, by the way.
This is,
what he did to this player.
Yeah, this witch, Bill Snyder.
I think he's a bitch now. This is horrible.
Yeah.
This happens, but this is ridiculous. 35 schools?
This is,
give him the story.
This is not the first time Bill Snyder's done this.
Really?
Either. No, he's had a long history of being like
a dick.
Yes, for sure.
Listen, I understand not the Big 12. I understand that. A guy wants to, he played 1 year there, wants to transfer.
Yeah. Wide receiver Corey Sutton wants to transfer out of K-State, and he says that the witch, Bill Snyder, he didn't call him the witch, I do. He says that Bill Snyder has made that difficult for him, and when Snyder was asked if he is trying to make it difficult for him to transfer, he goes, yeah, pretty much,
is
the exact quote. And he explains why by using the word youngster like a million times. And
so he can't make his own decisions.
Right. He says, look, the youngster is free to leave, but I'm not going to release the youngster. And he drones on as he does, and he says,
35 schools, you gave him a list of 35 schools. What's he care?
Exactly. So he won't release us from the scholarship, but he says he's free to leave, but that would mean that he has to go somewhere and wouldn't be able to get on scholarship.
Right.
So this kid may not have the means to go to school,
right,
except for at K-State where he has a scholarship.
Yeah.
And so until Bill Snyder releases it from him, he's basically holding his kid hostage.
Of course he is.
Yes.
What a dick move, man. That's how I hashtagged it.
Now, Bill Snyder's not going anywhere, but you know, any other coach is free to leave whenever they want.
Of course they
And
are.
Bill Snyder has signed coaches from other schools who are on contract. How is that any different than what this kid wants to do?
It's horrible. I understand your rivalry teams, but no. 35 teams is probably like Troy on there and stuff.
Did the kid have a big year last year? Was he like a major contributor to
the team?
Doesn't
really matter. I don't care.
I didn't even look because it's just messed up no matter what.
Right. I would have given it to him like Tyler said. If it was, you can't go to another Big 12 school. You can't go
35 schools he gave him this stuff.
Yeah. But yeah, this is like half the NCAA, half the decent NCAA football programs. He said, no, you can't go there.
He blocked his wish list of 35 schools.
Trying to see what Corey Sutton did at his career at K-State.
Man, that's
a
Friday.
I could almost see a bit of a justification if he was if he was their leading receiver.
I can't see it at all. You take rivalry teams.
Played in 11 games last year, catching 4 passes for 54 yards.
Okay,
season-long reception of 28 yards. Also had a 12-yard reception at Iowa State. So this guy is nobody.
And you're being a dick to a bench guy.
Well, just a kid. He's a kid. He's a freshman. He wants to transfer.
Bill Snyder is a scholarship blocker.
Bill Snyder is a witch. Apparently, the cancer is fine. Remember, he's got cancer.
No, I didn't know that.
He's been using the Eye of Newt to treat that.
Yes, he has.
Effectively. Michelle Bachmann's birthday this day in 1941. This is OG disease, if you will, of the Yankees. Lou Gehrig died on this day in 1941.
Happy birthday!
Died of Lou Gehrig disease, of course.
I didn't even
ALS.
He didn't even make it to Pearl Harbor. I didn't even really realize that.
You know, and like he died at 37 years old.
That's unbelievable.
And the video of him,
he's 67.
Oh my God!
And it's not because it's not only because he's sick. He looked old because people looked old at 37.
Just in the era,
the era.
That's because life expectancy was about 42.
Well,
they just
started smoking at 16 and
drinking all day, every day.
Yeah, it was just one of those deals.
But that was the original disease named after Yankee.
Yes.
Yeah.
ALS. What an awful one that is, too.
Yeah, that is the worst.
And that's the one they're trying to get out, get away from. They don't like to call it Lou Gehrig.
No,
by
the way, people don't, most, we keep it alive, but ALS has taken over.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, growing up, it was Lou Gehrig the whole
Gehrig
time. They even diagnosed you that way.
Yeah.
You got Lou Gehrig's
disease. Yeah. You know who Lou Gehrig is, son?
You got it.
Yeah, you're not the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
By the way, he's dead now.
Yeah.
On this date?
Yes.
On this date, yeah. 1941. A-Rod, former Yankee. We're going to see more of him. Fourth all-time, by the way, in home runs.
And banging J-Lo, man.
And banging J-Lo. And now he's going to have a lot more exposure. Of course, he's already doing Major League Baseball commentary on Fox Sports. And now he signed a deal, allegedly, with ABC. He's going to appear on segments all over their news divisions.
Well, you know why?
Good Morning America,
Pete Rose were really good.
Nightline.
They were really good. He was really good.
A-Rod actually is good.
He was really good, and they said, and that just turned around his image completely.
Good for him.
He couldn't be more hateable than when he was a player.
That's what I mean.
I mean, he had nowhere to go but up.
Yeah. I find it interesting for a guy like him who obviously has all the money in the world and needs no more, that he wants to stay in the public eye for how much he's hated on.
Maybe that's the reason. He wants to turn it around.
Yeah,
and he is.
Yeah.
If he'd have just been in a recluse making money and banging J-Lo.
Yeah.
We kept talking about what a dick he is.
Well, we watched him during the playoffs with Pete Rose. They both came off great on Fox.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, on Fox, yeah.
But, yeah, he can rehab his image this way because he's a good broadcaster.
Right.
Major League Baseball All-Star voting is going on.
Rigged.
Usually, yes.
Always, I hate
this
that.
Is rigged.
You know, I was just trying to get, like, if I had to guess who the top vote getter is in each league, I would probably. I don't know if I would have gotten it. Really, maybe
Bryce.
Bryce Harper is the overall.
But he's having a great season.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. And all these guys have ties to Russia. All the leading vote getters in the All-Star balloting have ties to Russia.
Well, we are their
and
bitch.
The commissioner should investigate.
We are Russia's bitch.
These guys are dabbling in everything.
I think you're right.
There's not an election they don't tamper with.
Not at all.
Puss, I forgot to send you a link to this gal. If you just put a link up of Allison Stoke, I believe is how you say her name, S-T-O-K-K-E.
What she look like?
A lot of internet nerds remember her. She's a pole vaulter. She had this little dance. She's super hot, was in the Olympics.
Okay.
You'll recognize her as soon as you see her.
Todd likes those college track girls. Remember we creeped out that girl from Kansas a couple years ago?
Yeah. I don't think we creeped her out.
We just talked about her.
That was you.
Yeah.
It was you.
Well, she never responded.
But people knew her.
She probably never heard.
Yeah.
But this one, she's been a viral sensation.
I missed her.
She does a little wiggly dance before she runs down.
And pole vaulter's got great asses. I'll tell you that.
She's a good-looking gal.
Even the girls do, I'll tell you.
What's her name?
Allison Stoke, I believe. S-T-O-K-K-E.
Is she naked? What's the story?
No, the story is not a story.
Oh. She's just hot.
Yeah, okay. She's just hot, and Ricky Fowler's locked her up now.
Oh, I saw that.
Yep.
They're Instagram serious now.
Yep. Rick found a chick. That was his words, not mine.
You might want to post that up just for a little eye candy.
Yeah.
I'm working on that right now.
Okay.
How did Ricky Fowler get a hot chick? That's crazy.
Again.
Man.
I didn't know he dumped the old chick.
I hear that.
He had he had another hot one before. So.
You would.
He's moving on.
I think it was last summer at the Ryder Cup. There was a picture of the whole team, and they were all kissing their girlfriends.
Oh, yeah.
And he was standing there in the middle just going,
that was a great photo. Yeah.
Probably bang eight later.
And nobody felt sorry for Ricky Fowler there. All
so him and a lot of the names in the PGA Tour at Jack's Tournament in Muirfield, Ohio, so there'll probably be some Tiger stories coming out of the weekend.
Tiger say, man.
Is he the favorite?
Probably is. Thank you, Petey. Have a great weekend.
Chris Roach later on this morning.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.